You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
To you, it is the Gym Class here in KGYM. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon, great to have you with us as we get ready for a jam-packed weekend, a big-time weekend of sports coming up, highlighted by the AFC and NFC championship games. We'll kick that around with you on the program today. Take a look back at an excruciating Iowa defeat last night to Michigan State, and a whole lot more. Gym Class, each and every day, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. You can find them online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Isaac doing his usual bang-up job on the other side of the glass once again here today. Text line available to you. Love to hear from you today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Again, 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd just like to pick up the phone and give us a call, we would love to hear from you today. Again, that is also 319-366-1600. As you're listening to us on AM 1600, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Pleasant good afternoon to you on a bright, sunny Friday today. How you doing?
You as well. I'm doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there, Isaac. And looking very much forward to the weekend, starting tonight, actually, with this little wrestling meet out east.
A little one. Just a little wrestling extravaganza coming up tonight. Yeah, looking forward to that. I've got the old, I don't even, what, see, in our day, it was like, I'm going to tape it. Well, there's no taping now.
I'm
recording it and going to go through the evening without finding out exactly what's going to happen. I'll be over at Kennedy tonight for basketball on crmlivesports.com at 5:45 Kennedy and Washington tonight, and in a doubleheader, which should be a lot of fun. And then I'll get home and watch the wrestling meet. Fresh. I'm going to go in fresh.
I promise not to text you during your ball games.
Okay. Please do not.
All right.
Please do not. Because I'm really interested in it. I'm really excited about it. I want to see just how good the big three are for Penn State. I want to see if Spencer Lee is going to come out. I assume they're going to start at 125. Cale Sanderson's, he's a traditionalist. I think he's going to start at 125, and that's the way it should be. Spencer Lee comes out. Although you would think that maybe he might. I don't know. I think Kale's going to be fine with it. And like we said with Mark on Wednesday, I think Spencer Lee's got to come out and get five or six for Iowa to have a shot. If they play keep away and patty cake with Spencer Lee, like I think, which might happen, and he only gets three, I think Iowa's in big trouble.
He's not going to allow that to happen. He's got 10 bonus points victories already in his 10-0 campaign and, four or five straight pins. I expect another one tonight. And should they start at 125, get Iowa off to a good start, what happens from there is an entirely different story because Penn State has, four number one ranked guys?
Iowa has to be up six going into intermission to win. And then get one that they might not have on the docket after intermission. Do you agree with that?
I would say so. Really huge matches at 141. Real Woods, number two in the country, against Bo Bartlett, number three.
Big one.
Pivotal.
Big. And it's just, there are about three really big matchups. If you missed our talk with Mark on Wednesday, you can go back and listen to that via our podcasts. They're available at kgymradio.com. You can also go to Apple or Spotify as well to listen in. But I agree. There's some biggies. And if it comes down to heavyweight, boy, that's going to be fun.
Yep.
With, you know, and are they wrestling for, like, the WWE trophy? Because Iowa is, you know, sponsored by the WWE. And now there are several Penn State wrestlers that are involved signing NIL contracts with WWE Entertainment. So, yeah, do they get, like, a big trophy that, you know, The Rock brings out or something like that? I'm not a wrestling guy, so I have no idea.
That could be in the future. You never know.
I'm not a pro wrestling guy. I'm a college wrestling guy. Going to talk more about that coming up in just a little bit here with our big game house party from Circus Sports Iowa. And we got a wrestling tie that we'll get to here in just a little bit. We've got two people that are registered into the big drawing for the grand prize. Again, you must be 21 years of age or older to play. The big grand prize, including a three-night stay at Circa Resort in Vegas, $500 cash for travel, as well as a $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee for your big game house party, as well as Circa Sports swag for you and your guests that will be attending that particular party in a couple of weeks.
One time you could get a bunch of food for $500, but I don't know about you.
Well, if you want to go eggs, it's going to cost you a little more at this particular time. Yeah, so looking forward to Iowa-Penn State coming up tonight. Text line available, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in right there. Let's start with basketball. First of all, let's do this. First of all, let's talk about a loss. Not only Iowa losing last night, but then we found out later in the evening that one of the great ambassadors of college basketball from the broadcasting side over the years had passed last night. Billy Packer, who was college basketball for a long time for NBC, for CBS, did games as well for the ACC network on Raycom, their regional broadcasting outlet, for just many, many years, passed away. I believe he was 82. Is that correct, Mark? Big loss as far as college hoops is concerned, and all kinds of great tributes going out to Billy Packer today. He was certainly one of a kind, that's for sure. He never pulled back. He let you know exactly how he was seeing it and how he felt.
No, he never minced words, and the man covered 34 Final Fours.
Think about that.
Before he's replaced by Clark Kellogg. But and there is a local tie, as you know, in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Something called the Super Shootout was held in downtown Cedar Rapids at whatever the arena was called at the time.
What was the Five Seasons Center then with the beautiful orange seats?
But it was 1 year was Big Ten ACC, then it was Big Ten against the U.S. Al McGuire and Billy Packer were the quote-unquote coaches. I mean, Dean Smith was there, Bob Knight was there, Dick Enberg was there. It was televised. It was quite an event for Cedar Rapids, put together by the Hawkeye Rebounders, a group of seven local men, Jim Tripokas, Bob Brooks, among others, and they developed this thing. It only lasted 3 years, but Packer was a presence at these games, and that was a fun series of events. Aside from that, I think Packer and Dick Vitale are the two guys that are have long been the icons of college basketball.
Yeah, I think you could, and now the great three-man broadcast booth, if you will, of Dick Enberg, Al McGuire, and Billy Packer, that kind of, they were around when basketball, college basketball, had their rebirth, if you will, back in 1979 with Magic Johnson going up against Larry Bird, the Michigan State-Indiana State final out at Salt Lake City. And which kind of, like I said, led to the rebirth as far as college basketball into may have been the glory years as far as the 80s and into the early 90s before everybody started going to the NBA out of high school and after 1 year of college. But that's a whole different subject.
Arizona behind Miles Simon Packer says, Simon says, Arizona wins. Right, Mr. Wessel?
Very true. Very true. Never minced words with anything that went on the court or off the court. If he didn't like something, he would tell you about it. If he didn't like what was happening, as far as he didn't agree with what the coach was doing, he told you about it. He didn't mince words. And that's what I'm going to remember Billy Packer for.
He hired a psychic to find killers in the O.J. Simpson case. Killer killers.
Packer did?
He did.
I did not know that. Did not know that.
Interesting guy. He developed a basketball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What was it then? Nintendo or whatever it may have been.
Video game.
Just a video game. Thank you very much.
Isaac is laughing on that one.
Dude, don't make me come across the glass.
I had yesterday. Mark had today.
I deserve that, Isaac.
3:15, Andy on the text line saying, RIP Billy Packer. I loved him with Al McGuire. Yeah, and it's so tough to do a three-man booth, and they were really, really good at it. Jim Nance and Billy Packer teamed up for so many years doing the Final Fours and college basketball on CBS on Saturdays. Maybe apropos, maybe it's not that Jim Nance is doing his final year of college basketball this year. Jim's not doing many games. I know he did one last weekend, but now CBS Golf has started, so you probably won't see Jim again until the NCAA turn. Well, at least until conference championship week gets underway, and then in the NCAA tournament. But Billy Packer, a treasure, and he will be missed. And now, a lot of people were not happy with Billy at times because you can't spell Billy Packer without AC, and a lot of people would add the other C to it. Billy loved his ACC basketball, but he covered ACC basketball for five decades. So, you know, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he follow in life?
Yeah, he was in tune with the league.
He was. He was. And that's why he was coaching the ACC team when
he went to Wake Forest.
That's right. He's a demon deacon. All right. RIP to Billy Packer. Now, Iowa last night. 63-61. The Hawkeyes fall to Michigan State. Iowa now falling to 12-8 overall, 4-5 in the Big Ten Conference. Not a horrible loss as far as the net is concerned. All the bracketology today, Iowa's still in, for what that's worth. Iowa falls to 41 as far as their net ranking is concerned. But, I think Iowa's going to rue that one last night, Mark, because that game was there for the taking. Iowa led for a good portion, and it's not a great Michigan State team, but, man, oh, man, as the late, great Bob Brooks would say, you gotta make those free throws. And Iowa did not.
Did not make three-point shots either. Three out of
17. No, but free throws hurt them more.
3 out of 17 from three-point range. And, yeah, 6 out of 13 from the free throw line. No question. But Michigan State didn't shoot it well from the line either. That was kind of a wash, really. But Chris Murray had an off game, I would say. Maybe Michigan State just did that good a job on him. But it was a winnable game, I thought, although it wasn't a terrifically played game. It was an entertaining game because it was so close throughout. And, like you said, it was a winnable game, but it didn't happen. Now Iowa faces three straight home games.
Yeah, three opportunities, starting with Rutgers on Sunday. The whiteout game coming up at 1 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. Pluses and minuses from last night. Biggest plus of all, Aaron Ulis. Second straight game, Aaron Ulis really performed well. Career high last night. Took it to the basket with vengeance last night. Was 8 of 10. Made his only three-point shot last night. Ended up with 17 points. But 0 for 3 from the free throw line. That was and yes, Iowa was what, 6 of 13 from the line, but some of those were front end and 1-1s.
Yeah.
So you miss an opportunity to get two right there. Another great night from Philip Rabracha. He had a double-double, 16 and 11. Not a great shooting night for Peyton Sanford last night. Josh Dix didn't get a whole lot of playing time. Iowa basically went with six last night. You did not see Riley Mulvey. Of course, Patrick McCaffrey was out once again. So Aaron Ulis, good. The bad part about it, for me anyway, and I'd like to hear what people have to say out there as well at 319-366-1600. That was the first time this year that it really looked to me as if Chris Murray was tired. That, I'm not going to say he hit a wall or anything like that, but it just looked like playing all these games 35 minutes, 35 minutes. And I know Iowa did not play the game over the weekend, but no, I guess the prior week. He looked tired to me last night. Came up short, way short on one three-point shot. Missed some free throws. It just looked like something wasn't right with Chris last night. And maybe he was under the weather. I don't know. But I hope that the minutes are not catching up with Chris Murray right now.
Yeah, I see your point. I think Michigan State deserves some credit in that regard, too, in terms of...
They do.
It's defense.
They do.
On him. And during the course of the season, you know, the Big Ten scoring leader is going to have a clunker. And this kind of was, with only 10 points.
Shoot the ball in the last 6 minutes of the game.
No, 81-86 on the text line. Big Ten officiating is suspect, and Iowa didn't lose because of it. Both can be true.
True and true. There was a lot of belly aching in the. I didn't look because I don't go on Twitter, but you did.
I did, and I got so upset. Not upset isn't the right word, but people are so misguided about officiating. I think I tweeted out something like, your team misses more shots, loses more rebounds, and something else more than the officials miss calls. Iowa fans, your team missed 51 shots in total between twos, threes, and free throws.
Yep.
I don't think the officials made 51 mistakes, although I did see highlights of a nice little hip check by a Michigan State player and a grab on Murray underneath the basket.
They let him play last night.
Listen, you can look through a game and pick out things and fit it to your narrative all you want, but I'm getting tired about the complaining about officials. I really am.
What did Kevin?
And I would agree they're not very good from time to time.
True.
Neither is your team.
What did Kevin Lehman leave us with yesterday? Talked to the officials that did the Kansas State game and said it is so tough. And we've said this before. I know enough officials knowing both the college and the high school level that the game is so much faster now and the players are so much bigger, it's getting impossible. It's getting impossible to be perfect or close to perfect as far as officiating is concerned. Like Kevin said yesterday, there are eight guys that are 6'8", over 200 pounds, going up for the basketball and a rebound. Yeah, there's going to be some problems. Now, when there's a hip check right in front of an official in the middle of the court, that one should be called. Not only a hip check, but then a trip. They missed that one. But, hey, it was right in front of the Michigan State bench. Right? It was. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. As 0983 reminds us, 17% from three, 46% from the line. 13 turnovers, 9 assists. That's not a recipe to win on the road in the Big Ten. Yet Iowa still had a chance to pull one out. They got two good looks at the end last night, too.
I thought it was a really well-designed play at the end.
I thought it was really well-designed. Peyton Sanford didn't have a perfect look at it. He kind of had to fade a little bit, but had a shot at it. And then the rebound, they shot it quickly enough that I think Connor McCaffrey had a chance, which was a wild shot at the end, to try to get a three up. And neither one fell. And that's a home court win for Michigan State.
Yeah.
Now, You try to win on your home court if you're the Hawkeyes, but just did not have enough. And, man, you can go back to that free throw line, and it gets contagious. After you start missing them, I don't care if you're a 79% free throw shooting team, you see two or three guys start to miss it, and you start to think about it. It's like a five-foot putt. You miss a couple of those, and then that gets in between the 6 inches between your ears.
Yeah, and the Spartan fans are chanting things like Keegan's better.
Yeah.
And I thought Kenyon Murray had a nice tweet today that, no offense, you know, you got to be bigger in those situations. And I think Chris, you know, although he might hear it, that's not the reason he missed the free throws.
No, it is not. Not only that, but then after the Iowa-Michigan State game, if you watched, Purdue went to Michigan and beat the Wolverines last night. Purdue stays with only one loss in the Big Ten. They are 9-1 at the halfway point as far as league play is concerned. Michigan falls to 5-4, and I think Michigan shorthanded last night, obviously. But you got to give credit where credit is due. Purdue played really good basketball. And not only Zach Edey, but the guards came through last night for Purdue. Those youngsters are doing a bang-up job for Matt Painter.
Yeah, and I know you thought this might be a bad spot for Purdue, and I kind of tended to agree with you. It could be, but it wasn't. And, yeah, tip of the hat to Purdue.
They did a good job last night. So the Boilermakers maintain their two-game lead over both Rutgers and those pesky Northwestern Wildcats, as Northwestern will be coming to Iowa City on Tuesday night for that makeup game. It'll be Rutgers on Sunday, Northwestern on Tuesday to take on the Hawkeyes. Despite being third in the Big Ten and the 44 net, most bracketologists have Northwestern as one of the last four teams in. Splain, America. I can't. I think they're solidly in right now. You finish, if they end up finishing top five in the Big Ten, how is this team not solidly in? Or any league. Doesn't matter. Big 12, Big Ten, ACC, what have you. How's this team not in? And then good win for USC last night. They topped UCLA.
Yeah.
To tighten things up as far as the Pac-12 is concerned. USC, I still can't watch that and think this is a Big Ten game in a couple years.
Yes, indeed.
319-366-1600, 327. And before we get to Mark and an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update, want to give someone out there, one of our great listeners, a chance to possibly, get registered for our contest, our big game house party from Circus Sports Iowa. We have your latest chance to do that right now. And we're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. By the way, earlier today on Spencer on Sports, Flip from Cedar Rapids, my good friend Flip, is taking the Chiefs and throwing a point and a half at Arrowhead coming up on Sunday night. Flip, bless you for that. Let's hope it comes true.
Not the Bengals were favored.
They were, and then it's flip-flop because Patrick's been practicing, ankle's fine. Chiefs are now the favorites.
Well, we're going to pick it at what the line was earlier in this week. So
there you go. 319-366-1600. And we have a very, very interesting proposition for you here today for our contestant. We talked about Iowa-Penn State earlier on. And I will say this. I'll preface this by saying we broached the subject on this with Mark and others that are diehard wrestling fans. They did not want any part of this, of wagering on college wrestling, especially on Iowa-Penn State. You win or you lose for a lot of wrestling fans.
That's exactly right.
We'll say that. But if you are wanting to put some of your cold hard cash on it, there is a line tonight from Circus Sports Iowa. And the line is Iowa getting 9.5 points. Well, it's, I believe, 9, but Todd's going to bump it up to 9.5 to avoid a push right there. So if you like Iowa, you get 9.5 tonight at Bryce Jordan. And if you like Penn State, you are giving 8.5. This line originally opened at 6. And there's been all that action on Penn State. So we got to take caller number 6 here at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And as soon as Mark finishes up with his Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, we will let you know who our contestant is and which side of the ledger that they took. But I'm going to throw it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. We'll hear more from them coming up in about 10 minutes or so when the panel gets together for the Pick 6. They're located on First Avenue, southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
The Minnesota Twins will take Joe Mauer into its Hall of Fame this August. I believe he's the only one in the class. He'll be eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame next year. Former Cedar Rapids Jefferson star Braden Frazier has been named one of 5 captains for the Iowa baseball team. That season coming up very quickly. And today is Girls Regional Wrestling Day in Iowa, the first of its kind. 1,307 entries across 8 regionals. That's an average of 163 competitors in each regional. And state qualifiers will be determined later today.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And I know Iowa Wrestling on Twitter put out a group picture of the first get-together for girls wrestling, which has been, 5 years ago? Something like that? 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Up in Waverly, at Waverly Shell Rock. A big group photo that they took. And to see where it has come from that day to where it is now, pretty amazing stuff out there. Joel in Cedar Rapids is our contestant, and he is taking Iowa in the 9.5. I like that. We'll see.
Hopefully Joel can get qualified.
Spencer Lee's got to get a pin, though. Am I wrong in saying that? Isaac, am I right? Isaac he's shaking his head. He says, yep, Spencer's got to get a pin. And I think it'd make it more fun if he did get a pin. And going back to his native Pennsylvania. And then is Teske going to go at 133? That's a big question right there. Is it Schriever at 133? Teske, a former Penn State Nittany Lion, going to be going up more than likely against a guy that he wrestled in the room many, many times. So, going to be fun. Going to be a fun duel coming up tonight. Really looking forward to that. We've got a poll question for you, and we're going to talk about this when we come back. It is at kgymradio.com. Our poll question is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. It has to do with a little football this weekend.
Which two teams will be meeting in 2 weeks? Will be the Eagles and Chiefs, Eagles and Bengals, 49ers and Chiefs, or 49ers and Bengals? I can see any of the 4 scenarios.
So could I, to be brutally honest with you. We're going to talk about the National Football League, and we'll do that when we come back. It is the Gym Class here on KGYM. We'll take a look at weather and have a break for you back on the other side here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Kason Furs with a check of your weather first forecast. Snow showers will be ending by about midday. Temperatures will begin to drop during the afternoon as well. Overnight lows will be falling into the lower teens. Snow chances will begin to ramp up as we head later on into the night and throughout the day on Saturday as another clipper system moves on through. 4 to 6 inches of new snow is possible out of this. Temperatures will be chilly on Saturday, highs only reaching the middle and upper teens, and will be even cooler on Sunday. Daytime highs expected to be into the single digits. And that's a check of your weather first forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
3:35 back with you. It is a Friday edition of The Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. One more basketball text to get to. 7826 asking, with Purdue the only rated team in the Big Ten at the moment, how on earth will 10 from the conference qualify for the Big Dance? Also, why that many from the Big Ten and only one automatic berth from the Mo Valley? Your thoughts? Maybe a good question for Kevin as well. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate that. That is a good question. Kevin actually kind of answered that yesterday a little bit, Mark. It's all due to net. It's all due to going back to November and December, a lot of it. Big Ten was very, very good as far as their non-conference games are concerned. So their nets went up. And right now, as John Rothstein said, they're starting to, the Big Ten is starting to cannibalize itself. Big Ten's probably going to end up, when it's all said and done, my guess would be 8, Mark. That would be my guess.
I think that's pretty reasonable. And Kevin pointed out yesterday the average net Big Ten teams, I think, what do you say, 50?
Top 10 was 55, I want to say.
But you've got teams in the Big Ten at 4. 20, 21, 28, on and on and on. Even Maryland's down there at with a net of 38. Ohio State's 27.
Yeah.
And look where the Buckeyes are at in the Big Ten. So, and I don't think the Missouri Valley has anybody
they just
in the top 50, do
no,
they?
No, they don't. Bradley is 70s, and they're the highest, and I believe that is the case. I know Bradley is the highest rated team in the net right now. Mo Valley had some chances to get some quality wins in the non-conference, and they didn't get them. Now, is it a perfect scenario? Absolutely not. The quad system does not help the Mo Valley, the mid-majors, nearly as much as the former system that was used, because none of these teams will play a Drake. Nobody wanted to play Drake this year. That was a Power 5 team, unless it was at some event on a neutral court, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Missouri Valley, for example, right now, today, two teams below 100. Bradley at 77 and Drake at 90.
Yeah.
I mean, you got teams in the 200s and 300s in this league.
Texas Tech is 0-8 in the Big 12, and their net is 75. Now, not everyone for the Big 12 is going to make it. I think it's probably going to be 7 out of the Big 12 by the time all is said and done. I'm a little bit concerned about one of the Oklahomas, West Virginia, and certainly Texas Tech. We wanted to talk a little football before we got the panel together here, Mark. Of course, Sunday we will have the championship games for you starting at 1 o'clock right here on all of our frequencies of KGYM. Starting with the NFC, it'll be Philadelphia hosting San Francisco, followed by Kansas City hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. And that is our poll question, by the way, at KGYMradio.com. We're going to give our picks coming up here in just a little bit, so we will then know who we think will be moving on as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. And anything jump out
at you?
What?
What'd you say?
I don't know.
What bowl?
Well, you can say Super Bowl when you're talking about the game.
Just not the contest.
Right. Isaac's shaking his head. Thank you, Isaac.
I mention that because I think it's so silly. But
well, it's silly, but it's been that way for 20 years.
Yep.
You got me concerned now.
No.
That game.
You know what? I like the last round. I'm very much looking forward to these games. I'm going back and forth until I just got a text from one of my good friends said, take this particular team. It might be the only time you win the pick six. I'll get to that during the segment.
You have won the pick six.
I know, but Matt doesn't realize that.
Thanks for hey, go back and listen to some of the podcasts, Matt.
Matt's a regular listener.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for listening. Do appreciate it out there. A couple things I'm looking at. Obviously, the health of Patrick Mahomes. Cincinnati running the football, as well as the NFC game. You know, I think we're beyond Brock Purdy now as far as, okay, big games, et cetera, et cetera. I think he's shown his mettle right now. This is going to be a whole different experience, though, for Brock going on the road, to, especially going to Philadelphia.
Cross country.
Because their fans can be a little bit on you at times. But the 49er defense, can they corral, can they keep Hurts in the pocket? And I know you got that one as one of the props, so applaud to you for that. A lot of things to look for. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a great Sunday. And much like wrestling tonight, I am really looking forward to it.
I am as well. And the rest of the country, there's a reason golf concludes on Saturday.
Yep.
They don't want to butt heads with the NFL.
They do not. They do not. And that's why they are going there. Jim Nance. Nance doing, you know, he's in San Diego, and then he's going to fly to Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll get double duty coming up this weekend. You get a lot of Jim Nance there. All right, 3:41. We're going to take a break. The panel will get together, and we'll make some picks and give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and we'll do it after this here on KGYM.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Save big money on your next kitchen update now at Menards. Custom craft countertops are low maintenance, easy to install, and have a classy design. Browse our wide variety of mix and match styles and finishes for a look that's sure to wow on a budget. Menards offers a great selection of solid surfaces, laminates, and quartz countertops that will surely complement your kitchen remodel. Visit a Menards store near you and save big money on custom craft countertops.
Save big money at Menards.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM as a panel assembling as we speak here in the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we get ready for the penultimate edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's. They're on 1st Avenue Southeast, as we mentioned about 10 minutes ago, right across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock. Find them online at emilshideaway.com. Speaking of Emil's, hello to Dave out there. How you doing?
Good. How's everybody?
You're good because you won, man.
Well, now I'm behind Seabiscuit and, you know,
secretariat.
I don't think there's a secretariat in this group. No offense to anyone.
Not me. That's for sure.
One might have came up lame.
that is me. All right, Mark.
Okay, yeah, Dave did win last week with a 4-2 mark. He now pulls within 2 games of Scott and 1 game of myself in the season-long standings, shaping up to be quite a race through the Super Bowl. Game 1, the order will be Dave, followed by Spencer, Scott, and myself. Game 1, Philadelphia at home, a 2.5-point favorite over the 49ers. Dave.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have either had over 300 yards passing or over 200 yards rushing in 5 of their last 6 games. Their entire offensive line has been selected to the Pro Bowl. Philadelphia gives up 183 yards passing per game. In their last 14 games, only one opposing quarterback has gone over that number. The Eagles are number 1 in net passing yards per game. They are number 2 in gross passing yards per game. They are number 1 in sack percentage. They are number 1 in yards per pass attempts, first in pass rush, and 5th in pass coverage. If the Niners have a weakness, it's because San Francisco is 26th in passing yards allowed to running backs, and they are 16th in rushing yards allowed to running backs. Give me the Eagles to win and cover.
Spencer.
Yeah, two really good defenses, number 1, number 2 in scoring defenses. I think the difference in this game is going to be the Eagles' defense. I think they're going to force Brock Purdy into something we haven't seen this postseason, which is mistakes. We haven't seen it much in this entire run that he's been on. And I think they're going to force at least one turnover of the 49ers that's going to be the difference in this game. I think the Eagles have a big day throwing the football against a defense that's pretty good against the run. So I'm going to take the Eagles to win at home, and they're going to fly Eagles fly into Glendale next in a couple weeks.
Scott.
Fly Eagles fly. What I'm watching is the matchup Bosa against the tackles. He's going to be moving around all over the place as far as the defensive line in San Francisco is concerned. Can the 49ers keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket? That is so, so key, because more than half of the Eagles' offense is predicated on the fact that Jalen Hurts can get outside. He can do the RPOs off the snap. As Hurts goes, this team goes. And he's having a magical year. Which magical year do you like? Hurts or Purdy? They met before, and it was a classic. That was in college. And Hurts got the win in that one by a smidge. I think Hurts gets the win in this one by a smidge. I'm going with the panel so far. Setting up Mark for the island, I'm taking Philadelphia.
Yep, I'm going on that island, guys. I need to gain ground. And although I'm not super confident about it, I think I'm going to ride the Purdy train. This is a good San Francisco defense as well. I don't think as good as Philadelphia. But 2.5, I'll take a chance on the 49ers.
All right.
Game 2, Spencer, you are up first. Mm-hmm. Same game, Philadelphia and San Francisco, over and under 45.5.
Yeah, like I said, I think there's going to be a turnover that is the difference in this game. I think it's a low-scoring affair considering the quality of the two defenses. I have it pegged at 23-20. By my basic math, which is not all that good, that's 43, so that's the under.
Scout.
Good job by the Wisconsin State school system.
Mount Hermon math. They did well.
Top 2 scoring defenses in the league. It's different in the playoffs. You usually even go a little bit less scoring. So I'm agreeing with Spencer. I am also going under 45.5.
It makes perfect sense to take the under. Therefore, I will take the over.
What are you, Costanza today? The Oppo.
Dave.
The Eagles have the most sacks in NFL this season at 75. That ranks third best in history, and they have the second highest quarterback pressure rate at nearly 40%. A couple low stats with the fact the Niners are the number one scoring defense. Give me the under.
This could be really good or really bad.
Shaping up for you that way.
All right, Scott, and that just happened to turn out this way, you being a Chiefs fan, but we're going to pick Cincinnati and Kansas City. Now, I took this line earlier in the week, and I know it's changed, but Cincinnati, we're going to pick it at -2.5 at Kansas City, Scott.
Yeah, it's we're going to know everything we're going to need to know within the first 7 minutes of this game. Number one is Patrick Mahomes' ankle. What kind of shape is he in? If he is limping around again, that limits the Chiefs' game plan, cuts it in half, and that's bad news for Kansas City. Also, the Chiefs have to stop Cincinnati running the football because that has been a great compliment to Joe Burrow and all the weapons that he has around him as far as receiving the ball is concerned. It was overtime last year, and I think it's going to be just as close. I'm keeping my finger. I'm not being quite as confident in this one as I have been on my Chiefs picks throughout the year. But you give me 2.5, I will take the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I have to.
Well, my lean all along has been Cincinnati. The Bengals won 27-24 at Cincinnati during the regular season. Typical how close that game was and last year's game was. But I referenced listener Matt giving me a text and said, he said, pick this team and you may win the pick six. So, all right, Matt, Kansas City it is.
Thank you, Matt. Matt and Flip are my two good friends today.
Dave.
Cincinnati has won 14 of their last 16 games after starting the season 0-2. The Bengals are 37-17 against the spread in their last 54 games. They have won 10 in a row, including beating Baltimore twice, victories over Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Buffalo. Cincinnati is 13-3-1 against AFC teams in the last 2 years, and 15-3 straight up against teams with a winning record. And the high ankle sprain with Patrick Mahomes is a big deal. You don't get over that injury in a week. It certainly prohibits what he's able to do. His miracle plays don't happen in the pocket. His game is extending plays that break down and big plays happening. So give me the Bengals to win this game.
All right, Spencer.
I'm not gonna send Dave to Tiger Island. I'm gonna roll with Joey B and the Bengals. I think that they're on a mission. They're one of the hottest teams that's left right now in this postseason. I don't think the Chiefs are gonna make it easy. I don't think the Arrowhead crowd's gonna make it easy. But in the end, I think the cream rises to the top, and I'll roll with my guy Joey B.
Next pick is and I'm batting leadoff, Cincinnati, Kansas City. The over and under is 47.5. I'll take the over, Dave.
Cincinnati has allowed only 16 points in their last six games. The under is 12-3 in their last 15 games in January. They are 9-1 to the under in the playoffs. Give me the under.
Ooh. I could be in deep doo-doo here. Spencer!
I believe that's the first doo-doo reference of the day.
Yeah. First for everything. I will go with the over. I completely forgot, total honesty, that the first game this year, the first meeting was 27-24. So I wrote down 27-24. So if we're going to have a repeat championship game, we might as well have a repeat final score.
Is it overtime?
No.
Okay.
Scott.
All right. It's going to go over. It's going to go a shade over, so we'll put Dave on an island right there. You remember the days of Hayden Fry with high ankle sprains? You were out 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the days when San Francisco lost to both Denver and Chicago early in the season?
I do.
At any rate, game 5, Dave is back in the leadoff spot. Here's a prop bet for you. Jalen Hurts rushing yards over or under 47.5.
I'll take the under here. It's tough to run on the 49ers. I don't think that changes here.
Spencer.
I'm going to go on the limb and say he gets 48. So give me the over.
I think he's going way over 48. I'm going over 51.
Hertz averages 50.7 on the year.
See, 51.
There you go.
But he had 38 last week. Give me the under. All right, game six and the tiebreaker. Here it is. Total number of Joe Burrow passing yards over and under 278.5. And the total points in both these games, four teams combined. Spencer.
I think the Bengals are going to try to run the ball a little bit more, so I'm going to go under for Joe Burrow. And you know, I'll just to stay with the bit, I'll go 277 for that. And the total points scored, if I add up all the finals that I had, 94 is what I get.
Okay. Scott.
Well, if the Chiefs are going to win, I'm going to go under with Mr. Burrow. I am going to go Highway 101 with the total points.
Okay. Joe Burrow. Okay, this line's 278.5. The season, he has averaged 279.7. It's pretty dang close, isn't it? I'm going to take a flyer on the over. Sorry, Scott.
I don't care if he throws for 800 as long as the Chiefs win.
And total points in the two games, 111. 1-1-1. Dave, I know you're going 1-1-2, but go ahead.
I'll take the over here for Joe Burrow. And I had 94 as well, so I'll drop one to 93.
Oh, he's going on the other end of the spectrum. Right there for that. All right, there you go. That's the latest edition, the penultimate edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick Six, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Best of luck to everybody out there, and we need four contestants right now. If you have played over the last 3 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and you have a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. They're open at 4 o'clock each day over there on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. 319-366-1600. That is the number to give a call to Isaac. He'll get your information and get you all hooked up and ready to go, and we'll let you know Monday who the winner is in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Gentlemen, good luck. Unless you all picked against Kansas City, then I'm not going to wish you good luck. Dave, thanks.
Thank you, and have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, you too. All right, 319-366-1600. The call is coming in right now. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. The final edition of the Betfred Sportsbook Hour coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, right after the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We've got Iowa State and Missouri basketball tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by a couple of NBA games from ESPN, and then the conference championship games on Sunday starting at 1 o'clock. So a busy weekend right here on KGYM. Spencer will start things off on Monday at 2 o'clock with Spencer on Sports, and then Mark and I at 3. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too as well.
All right, you've been listening to The Gym Class, KGYM.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Are you hiring? What type of role are you hiring for?